USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sending his condolences after a gunman opens fire at a Molson Coors brewery complex in Milwaukee yesterday.
Taking the lives of five people. A number of people were wounded, some badly wounded. Our hearts break for them and their loved ones.
The five killed were all employees. Then the gunman apparently took his own life, police identifying him as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who did work at the complex. Earlier, police had claimed he had been recently fired. The president spoke of those shootings in Milwaukee before beginning a coronavirus outbreak briefing at the White House. He says he's putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the administration's response to it. The president also saying the risk of the illness is still very low in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing the New York Times, alleging that the Times intentionally published a false story about Russian interference in the 2016 election campaign in March of last year. The suit was filed in the New York State Supreme Court. New Orleans officials will be meeting today to discuss changes to Mardi Gras. It's a response to a Mardi Gras season that saw several people fall from floats, and two spectators were killed when they were crushed while trying to cross between tandem floats. A bill that will turn polygamy between consenting adults in Utah into a non-criminal offense is headed for that state's governor's desk. This is a member of a polygamist family. She was in the gallery as the State House passed the Senate bill yesterday.
My heart's pounding like this. I don't even know if it's real. It feels surreal. Like it's so amazing.
Backers say the bill does not legalize polygamy, so it does not violate the state's constitution. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More now on coronavirus, this time from Vatican City. Pope Francis expressing his closeness with those impacted by the rapidly spreading and potentially deadly virus, hugging and kissing dozens of people in a huge crowd yesterday, even though Italy is the site of the worst outbreak of what's also known as COVID-19 outside of Asia. Italy's had over 400 confirmed cases, and at least 12 people there have died of the virus. Also during his Ash Wednesday homily, the Pope was urging Catholics to turn off the TV and open up the Bible. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill moving forward with a bill that would make lynching a federal hate crime, the House overwhelmingly approving the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. California Democrat Karen Bass says it's a travesty that it's taken more than a century to specifically address lynching, adding it's terrorism directed at African Americans. One independent and three Republicans voted against that bill. And the not-really-meat-meat craze continues. Now Starbucks says it will serve up fake meat. The coffee chain's adding plant-based Beyond Meat to its menu beginning next week, though for now only in Canada. The company says it does plan to offer the Beyond Breakfast Sandwich in the U.S., though there is no firm date announced yet for that. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.